Trump accused of anti-Semitism for executive order protecting Jews. By Joel B. Polak on December 10, 2019. Critics of President Donald Trump accused him of anti-Semitism Tuesday evening because of a poorly worded tweet by the New York Times about an executive order to fight discrimination against Jews. As Breitbart News reported, President Trump planned to sign an executive order Wednesday directing federal agencies to apply Title V of the Civil Rights Act, which bans discrimination on the basis of race, color, or national origin, to Jews. The move has long been supported by Jewish groups and was first undertaken by the Department of Justice in the Obama administration in 2010, which expanded the federal government's interpretation of Title V to cover religious groups. That decision was also implemented by the Department of Education. However, the New York Times tweeted Tuesday evening that Trump's executive order would redefine Judaism as a nationality, an era that evoked the anti-Semitic practices of totalitarian societies, such as the Soviet Union. In response, left-wing critics of the president, celebrities, journalists, athletes, politicians, scholars, went into a frenzy, accusing him of anti-Semitism and white supremacy. So if I decide not to be Jewish, am I not part of the race anymore? If 3 days later I decide I want to be part of the race, is it my race again? Judaism is a faith. Anyone can be Jewish whenever they want and anyone can decide not to be. It is not a race or a nationality. Judd Apatow, at Judd Apatow, December 11, 2019. This is the same kind of shit that Nazis did. Judaism isn't a nationality. It's not an ethnicity, either. This EO is the stuff of every anti-Semitic rant about how Jewish people are outsiders and interlopers. Andrew Feinberg, at Andrew Feinberg, December 11, 2019. This is chilling on multiple levels. My nationality is American. Criticism of Israel is not the same thing as anti-Semitism. And Jews are not your excuse to go after students and activists exercising their rights to free speech. Leah Greenberg, at Lee Greenb, December 11, 2019. What could possibly go wrong with a white supremacist president labeling Jews a nationality, presumably other than American? Good Stuff 2019. Charlie Pickering, at Charlpick, December 11, 2019. My nationality is American. Brian Schatz, at Brian's Chats, December 11, 2019. This goes far beyond Trump simply playing on the anti-Semitic trope of dual loyalty. Trump is now literally saying Judaism is another nationality, not a religion. Was this Trump's efforts to attract more support of white nationalists because nothing else makes sense? Dino Baidala, at Dino Baidala, December 11, 2019. This comes from Russia. Martina Navratilova, at Martina, December 11, 2019. Jewish identity was listed as a nationality on Soviet passports. Surprised to see this become an executive order in the U.S. pic.twitter.com/6zhiyepxn. Ian Bremmer, at Ian Bremmer, December 11, 2019. Matt Gaetz at the left-wing Media Matters for America tried to rein in the hysteria, as did Jair Rosenberg of Tablet Magazine, no fan of Trump, as the tweet below indicates, but wary of the misinterpretation of the Times article. The underlying New York Times article, by Maggie Haberman and Peter Baker, was more accurate, though it conflated the executive order with efforts to stop the anti-Israel boycott, divestment, sanctions movement. Senior administration officials, speaking on background, said the executive order was addressing anti-Semitism as a separate issue from BDS, adopting an international definition of anti-Semitism that allowed for criticism of Israel. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He earned an AB in Social Studies and Environmental Science and Public Policy from Harvard College, and a JD from Harvard Law School. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.